Don Rutledge is a photojournalist on the staff of the Baptist Home Mission Board and has been a Black Star photographer for the past 15 years. He has received over 200 awards for his photography. Don has worked in all 50 states and in over 60 foreign countries in search of photographic subjects.
A California resident asked me, "What drives you in photography? How can you continue at such a rapid pace?" Years ago, Edward Western answered that question for me. "I am the adventurer on a voyage of discovery, ready to receive fresh impressions, eager for fresh horizons." At another time, Western gave a second reason for me. "I have made others see more than they did." In a moment, we begin a journey, a visual document of what my eyes have seen. Not a full life journey, only a segment, but moments important to me. Pictures of places, of events, of things, of people. A world that for some is sameness, dullness, vastness, chaos. But to me, the photographer, that same world is new, unique, strange, ugly, beautiful, exciting, and fulfilling. A lot of searches and a lot of questions have helped me look through my viewfinder, organize, condense, and define the elements of our world into what we shall see now on the screen. And with the photographs, I will quote statements from famous photographers whose world has fulfilled itself through their visual excitement of photography, and two, because their photographs have inspired thousands of us to search out daily the meaning of life and death, and to see in our world more than most see. Bill Brandt. It is a part of a photographer's job to see more intensely than most people do. He must be like a child who looks at the world for the first time, the traveler who sees and enters a strange country. Your eye, your conviction, your ability are shown in your pictures. Edward Weston. Photography's great difficulty lies in the necessary coincidence of the sitter's revealment, the photographer's realization, the camera's readiness. Edward Steichen. The easiest thing in the world is to take a picture. The hardest thing is to take a good picture. Arnold Newman. How come the best accidents in photography happen to the best photographers? Any great artist is completely indifferent to rules. He absorbs it all. He studies everything that's gone in the past. He sees all the theories of people, and then he says, "Okay, now I'm going to do what I have to do," and does it. One does not think during creative work any more than one thinks when driving a car. One has a background of years, learning, unlearning, success, failure, dreaming, thinking, experience, back it goes. Then the moment of creation, the focusing of all into the moment. Eve Arnold. Themes recur again and again in my work. I have been poor and I wanted to document poverty. I had lost a child and I was obsessed with birth. I was interested in politics, and I wanted to know how it affected our lives. I am a woman, and I wanted to know about women. I realize now that through my work these past 25 years, I have been searching for myself, my time, and the world I live in. Bernice Abbott. The photographer is a contemporary being par excellence. Through his eyes, the now becomes past. Enceladus. What we have to say is infinitely more important than our mechanical means of saying it. On the other hand, if we cloud our message with poor techniques, shallow taste, and inflexible method, we're not going to get very far. The sheer ease with which we can produce a superficial image often leads to creative disaster. We must remember that a photograph can hold just as much as we put into it, and no one has ever approached the full possibilities of the medium. A great photograph is a full expression of what one feels about what is being photographed, and is therefore a true expression of what one feels about life in its entirety. Harry Callahan. I wish more people felt that photography was an adventure, the same as life itself, and felt that their individual feelings were worth expressing. To me, that makes photography more exciting. Henri Cartier-Bresson. The thing to be feared most is the artificially contrived, the contrary to life. It is essential to cut from the raw material of life, to cut and cut, but to cut with discrimination. It is essential to approach the subject on tiptoe, a velvet hand, a hog's eye. These we should all have. The profession depends so much upon the relations the photographer establishes with the people he's photographing that a false relationship, a wrong word or attitude, can ruin everything. When the subject is in any way uneasy, the personality goes away where the camera can't reach it. What the eye does is to find and focus on the particular subject within the mess of reality. What the camera does is simply to register upon film the decision made by the eye. Sometimes you have the feeling that here are all the makings of a picture, except for just one thing that seems to be missing. But what one thing? Perhaps someone suddenly walks into your range of view. You follow his progress through the viewfinder. You wait and wait. And then finally, you press the button, and you depart with the feeling that you've really got something. People think far too much about techniques and not enough about seeing. It is enough if a photographer feels at ease with his camera and if it is appropriate to the job which he wants to do. The actual handling of the camera, its stops, its exposures, speeds, and all the rest of it are things which should be as automatic as the changing of gears in an automobile. Alvin Langdon Coburn. An artist is a man who tries to express the inexpressible. He struggles and suffers, knowing that he can never realize his most perfect ideal. Occasional moments of ecstasy lure him on, but nothing is final in art. It is always progressing and advancing. As man's intelligence expands in the light of more perfect knowledge of himself and the universe. Robert Frank. It is important to see what is invisible to others. Man Ray. Of course, there will always be those who look only at technique, who ask how, while others of a more curious nature will ask why. Personally, I've always preferred inspiration to information. Henry P. Robinson. Photography would be better if its elements were not so easily comprehended as to make it almost a frivolous pursuit, and to cause it to be included with amusements and recreations. Aaron Siskin. As the language of photography has enlarged, the emphasis of meaning has shifted from what the world looks like to what we feel about the world and what we want the world to mean. W. Eugene Smith. The journalistic photographer can have no other than a personal approach, and it is impossible for him to be completely objective. Honest, yes. Objective, no. The photographer must bear the responsibility for his work and its effect. I would dream of being an artist in an ivory tower, yet it is imperative that I speak to people, so I must desert that ivory tower. To do this, I am a photographic journalist. In result, I am constantly torn between the attitude of the conscientious journalist, who is a recorder of, an interpreter of facts, and of the creative artist, who often is necessarily at poetic odds with the literal facts. Minor White. It means to see as a child sees. It also means to see as an adult sees, who has gone full circle and once again sees as a child, with freshness and an even deeper sense of wonder. Burke Uzzell. Your feelings about living are revealed in the moment you select to make a photograph. When you select the pinpoint moment to make a photograph, you are obeying an impulse founded on the sum total of your life, your integrity, your taste, and your intellect. Your picture is you. N.G. Morris. What one tries to do as a photographic reporter is to organize existing things, to put them together into one moment. That's why I continue to work with still photography. It does just that. Ernest Haas. Every photographer must have three things, an eye, a heart, a brain.